You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of July 6th through July 12th. A young Hollywood hopeful is forced to watch her own career fizzle, as her boyfriend's blossoms, in Lou Brown's musical, Yokel Boy. Lois January and Buddy Ebsen star in the new show, opening July 6th, 1939, at the Majestic Theater on Broadway. The London premiere of Stephen Sondheim and John Weidman's musical, Roadshow, opens in 2011 at the Minier Chocolate Factory. Directed by John Doyle, the production stars Michael Gibson and David Bedella as brothers Addison and Wilson Meisner. After 2 years of playing downtown at the Village Gate Theater, Earl Wilson Jr.'s musical, Let My People Come, makes the move uptown to Broadway's Marasco on July 7, 1976. The show, which is abandoned by its author because he doesn't agree with the way it is being staged, never has an official opening, essentially playing preview performances for its entire 106-performance run. A revival of Terrence McNally's Masterclass, starring Tyne Daly as a late-career Maria Callas, opens in 2011 on Broadway at Manhattan Theater Club's Samuel J. Friedman Theater. Stephen Wadsworth directs the play, set in a 1970s masterclass in which Callas critiques young legit singers and muses on her life. 20 years after he was crowned King Arthur to Julie Andrews Guinevere, Richard Burton takes on the role once more in a revival of Camelot. Opening July 8, 1980, the Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe musical co-stars Christine Ebersole as the Guinevere to Burton's King. A stage adaptation of the film musical Seven Brides for Seven Brothers opens in 1982 to withering reviews on Broadway. The cast pickets the New York Times, but to no avail. The production closes after just 5 performances. Harlem Song, George C. Wolfe's 2002 review tracing the social and musical history of New York's Harlem neighborhood, opens at the legendary Apollo Theater. Silence, the musical, Hunter Bell, John Kaplan, and Al Kaplan's parody of the movie The Silence of the Lambs, opens July 9, 2011, at Off-Broadway's Theater 80. Christopher Gattelli directs and choreographs the musical, starring Brent Barrett as Dr. Hannibal Lecter and Jen Harris as Clarice Starling. On July 10, 1994, Roundabout Theater Company presents Henrik Ibsen's Hedda Gabler at the Criterion Center. Kelly McGillis stars as the title character in a cast that also features Patricia Connolly and Laura Linney. The production, directed by Sarah Pia Anderson, plays 33 performances. Xanadu, the musical based on the 1980 film of the same name, opens on Broadway in 2007 at the Helen Hayes. Carrie Butler stars as Kira, opposite Cheyenne Jackson as Sunny, in a cast that also includes Tony Roberts, Jackie Hoffman, and Mary Testa. The production originally starred James Carpinello as Sunny, but he was replaced by Jackson after injuring his foot during previews. Xanadu runs for a total of 512 performances. Following its acclaimed production of Gypsy, which transferred to Broadway, City Center's Encore's Summer Stars series returns in 2008 for a second season with Damn Yankees. The baseball-themed musical stars Jane Krakowski as Lola, Sean Hayes as Mr. Applegate, and Cheyenne Jackson as Joe Hardy. In 2013, Mark Blitzstein's The Cradle Will Rock inaugurates New York City Center's new Encore's Off-Center series, a concert production series celebrating off-Broadway musicals. Directed by Sam Gold, the cast includes Raul Esparza, Danny Burstein, Judy Kuhn, Divine Joy Randolph, and Anika Noni Rose. Heads Turn, July 11th, 2012, at the Geffen Playhouse, as a stage adaptation of The Exorcist opens. John Doyle directs the production, which stars Brooke Shields as the mother of a girl possessed by the devil, and Richard Chamberlain as the priest, called in to perform the exorcism. The world premiere of J.T. Rogers' Oslo, a political thriller about the secret talks that led to the 1993 peace agreement between Israel and the PLO, opens off-Broadway at Lincoln Center Theater's Mitzi E. Newhouse in 2016. The production transfers to Broadway the following year and wins the Tony Award for Best Play. On July 12, 1993, Andrew Lloyd Webber's new musical, Sunset Boulevard, has its world premiere in London, starring Patti LuPone. In 2001, the Roundabout Theater Company's revival of George Bernard Shaw's classic Major Barbara opens on Broadway at the American Airlines. Cherry Jones stars as the Good Salvation Army major who must fight against her heritage as the daughter of a joyfully wicked and maddeningly articulate Victorian industrialist. As part of its world tour, Fela returns to Broadway in 2012 for a month-long run at the Al Hirschfeld. In 2016, the musical Motown returns to Broadway at the Niederlander. The production was originally seen on Broadway in 2013, where it ran at the Lentfontein Theater for 738 performances. And in 2018, Second Stage Theater celebrates the official opening of Mary Page Marlowe. The new play by Tony-winning playwright and actor Tracy Letts pieces together a portrait of a woman from 11 key moments in her life, told out of chronological order and portrayed by six different actors. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.